Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get with the people. On a football Friday, TJ Lang will join us bottom of the hour. We got Who Said It coming up at 4. I've got a pretty high degree of confidence Michigan is going to be in a late fourth quarter game. I do. I don't buy this point spread stuff. I don't buy Texas being, you know, vastly superior. And you know what? Here's what I'm guilty of. Not that any of you chuckleheads will listen because of where I went to school. I just don't overrate week one for anybody. All jokes aside about Michigan State, no, I mean, I don't expect them to go and clown car their way into Maryland and lose by 50. If they do, Jonathan Smith may as well pack. You know, I don't want to take one performance against Fresno State and just be like, well, I guess Michigan's ass. That's not fair. Now, I know you haven't heard a word I said because of where I went to school, so we'll just pretend I made fun of you and I'm actually wearing Bevo horns. Exactly. Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, great show as usual.
Oh, Steve, you tell all the girls that, Steve. Thank you.
yeah.
What's
maybe
up?
Maybe back in the day. Anyway, okay, first, the Lions, real quick. My confidence with them is an 8. They went in. Granted, it was at our place last year, playoff game, rowdy. Our secondary was ass, okay? I got to think that we did get better, rookies or not. And I'm sure, like Rico said, they're going to test the hell out of them. I get that. But I'm very confident with the Lions. I am. And I agree. I think they will get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, hope we win. But I think they will get to the Super Bowl. Yes. Now, real quick, Michigan. I told Kenny, and he questioned me. And I know, like you just said, first week, Fresno State. My confidence level at Michigan is about a 3.5 to 4. And this is why. I understand you had a ton of talent last year, won the Natty, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you lost your whole offensive line. In today's college football, how in the heck can you have Alex Orji, who Moore watched all year last year, so you have him coming in and now you have a walk-on? You mean to tell me you could not spend any kind of money to go get something as a quarterback? Or one or two offensive linemen? And again, I know they're young.
Well, they did. Factually, they did. I mean, the preby kid they got from Northwestern is an all Big Ten lineman. They got one. Your point is well taken. I'm not arguing with you, Steve.
I mean, you just come off a national title.
Ohio I'm with you.
State,
they should have done
Ohio
more
State
in.
Spent $20 million.
I don't disagree.
I'm not saying he had to do that.
I'm disagree.
Sorry, Mike. Yeah.
No, you're all good, Stevie. I'm not arguing with you. I didn't want the hyenas from that fan base to get all butthurt because, well, what about preemie? You know, like they did some things. They didn't do enough. And
look,
I agree with you. I think their defense.
I am that fan base, but I'm a realist. I'm realistic. Okay. I mean.
Oh, I know.
I would have went and tried to get what was the kid from Duke, Leonard? Where he went to whatever his name was.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, Dylan Gabriel. Yeah. Went to Oregon. You know, Cam Ward went to Miami.
Cam Ward was the guy I thought maybe they should go after.
I agree with you. But again, their coach doesn't even have a contract. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are behind the scenes there where you have to wonder. Plus, look, schools were after Colston Loveland, after Mason Graham. It cost a lot of money to keep those guys. And I just don't. I don't know why they did what they did. I don't understand much about Michigan football right now. I'm just looking at it as a singular game. And it's more about I don't believe in Texas. They can prove me wrong. I just don't believe in them coming into Ann Arbor. They have questions on their interior D-line. I think they have questions at running back because they're down to their third stringer. And what you did against Colorado State, I'm not going to overrate Michigan looking like garbage against Fresno, and I'm not going to overrate Michigan, a Texas beating Colorado State who's a nobody, 52-0.
Can I ask a question about that guy when he was talking about the Lions? He got all the way to say that the Lions are going to the Super Bowl, and I've heard this out of multiple people, and Kenny said it yesterday as well.
Right.
Why are they stopping short? If you're getting to the game, just pick them to win.
Because they're scared.
But why be scared? Everybody is so bullish on this team. What were they saying on Doug and Scott, Rico, that it was like 14 wins.
Dono.
14-3, and they would be the last team standing because they were too afraid to say they would win the Super Bowl.
So you're confident.
At that point, I would have hung up on them and said, if you can't say we're going to win the Super Bowl, then I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's my question. Why stop short? Why get so close to that line and be like, I can't do that? Is that still like the Lions' past coming into their mind?
Yes. In the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, jellyfish don't have spines.
Oh.
Yeah. He said that in episode
7.
Eight.
Yeah.
Only a Sith speaks in absolutes.
I just wanted to ask that question because it's just crazy to me that you say, we're going to get to the point, but that's it.
It's weak sauce. Just call it what it is. It's weak. Yeah. Weak.
I agree.
Dono.
Dono. All right, Michael.
And you know what? This is a chance, kind of like you talked about with Aiden Childs for Donovan. Show me that was just first game.
One bad game.
It was a bad game.
But it's not just one bad game with him. It was all last year as well.
But you know what? Last year is last year. You can't change that. Show me that I'm better than what you saw. I am him. I'm the guy you see on the cover of the video games. That's me.
Let's go to Sully, 97.1. Sully, what's going on, bud?
Good afternoon, boys.
Afternoon, sir. Nice to hear from you again.
real quick, Michigan, that game, they're not winning it. But first I was thinking that they might get body slammed, but I would still say the Longhorns come out at north of 7 ahead of them because, like you guys always say, your record is what you say you are and your rankings are what you say you are. And Texas is what, now 3? And Michigan went down from 9 to 10. So that plays into it a bit. I'd say Texas.
Yeah, but remember something, Saul. It's preseason polling. I don't buy into it. Like, and again, I haven't believed all summer going through every team preview on Cash the Ticket and doing the show here with you guys. I haven't believed in Texas all summer and some what I deem to be a fake ranking. It is incumbent upon Texas to prove they are this good. Michigan has already been rated lower than any national champion in the last 20 years on a preseason poll. Now it's on them to prove that they got it wrong. So I kind of view it more that Michigan, if this game were in Austin, it's a different conversation for me, but it's not.
And I think that Michigan lost more than Texas did over the past year, all the players and,
Here's the thing. They lost Jatavion Sanders. They lost Xavier Worthy. They lost A.D. Mitchell. They lost Jonathan Brooks.
They lost two running backs.
Two plus
Give
Brooks.
Give me your prediction
in
the score.
I think it's a low-scoring game. I don't know. Maybe Texas 20-17?
Okay.
Wouldn't shock me if Michigan won.
Yeah, see, I got
say,
it a little further
I'd
than
say
that.
I'd say 20 to about 12 or 13, but anyhow, getting on to the Lions, I got them, they're going to the big dance.
I have no question about that. I think I told my my bro hammers last night. We're all chatting it up. And last night you saw the preview of the AFC Championship game. And on Sunday night, you're going to see the preview of the NFC Championship game. The only dark horse in it's Frisco. And look what we did to them last year. If our DC didn't turn into a deer in headlights.
No, all right. So two notes. Here's the thing. Josh Reynolds, catch a football, game over. Second of all, you can't call Frisco a dark horse. All right, they're the established kings of the NFC, and someone's got to knock them off. Now let's do that. Also, I have to knock you down a peg in my caller rankings. You just referred to your friends as quote bro hammers, close quote. I don't know that I can accept that. I just want to throw that out there.
What?
Dono and Brohammer. If you had that on your bingo cards, go ahead and cross that off.
You've won. All right, coming up next, we'll see if TJ's awake.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.